Okay, so let's get over here to Tia's call. Hi, Tia. Thanks for calling, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
I am calling about possible iodine-induced hyperthyroidism.
Oh boy, don't want that.
I know. But let me just give you a little bit of background, and then we'll get right to what you probably need to know. I did have some kind of thyroid swelling and something in 1992. I did go in and have it biopsied, and it came back negative, and all the doctor could do for me was if I wanted to come in, he could drain the fluid or something out of it. And then I found a naturopathic doctor who's fabulous. And I worked with him,
Yay.
and the pain went down, and everything seemed to be great forever. And then I started to lose large amounts of hair. I mean, it would feel like the palm of my hair. And because I am in the North Dakota area and had a little bit of that, I never do this. I never do this. But I did self-medicate with some niacin, iodine, and it was calling for 3 drops a day. But I made a mistake, and I thought it said 3 dropperfuls. So
Oops.
I know. So 3 droppers was equivalent to 1,950 micrograms of niacin iodine. And if you add up what I was taking anywhere from 3 to 4 dropperfuls for about 3, maybe 4 weeks, thankfully every day. So 69 drops to 92 drops, which if you do the math, that is 45,885 milligrams per day, or as high as
Micrograms, ma'am.
61, yeah, micrograms. Thank you. So then, and the swelling a little bit in my lip, because people say up here, you don't get enough. And so the swelling went down, but then the hair kept going. So I called my naturopathic doctor right away. We ran some blood tests. I'm always good to keep up on my saliva testing, but none of us were expecting what came back. The calcium is 11.3. The PTH is high. It's a 96. The TSH was a 0.2. I also showed a little bit of lymph absolute was high at 3.4. He told me immediately I needed to get to an endocrinologist, which I did go to one of the Mayo clinics that are close by. And of course, we did an ultrasound, and there's nodules. I have not done the iodine uptake, and I have not done the biopsy yet, but they are basically saying at this point it's subclinical hyperparathyroidism. So I'm scared to death, and surgery is always the last result for me. They basically want to, of course, take everything out and put me on synthetics. I've studied synthetic hormones since I was in college because we have cancer on both sides of the family. So I'm really in need of a Dr. Wright. A second opinion. What do you think I should? I'll stop and listen to what you have to say.
Well,
Answering
thank you.
questions.
Thank you for the background, ma'am. I appreciate it. Now, two of those numbers you gave me do indicate hyperparathyroidism, the elevated calcium, the elevated PTH. You know that.
Yes.
Now, who's to say, by the way, when you had a bump before, since the parathyroid glands are embedded right in the thyroid gland, if there's a bump, who's to say if maybe the parathyroid had something to do with that? They could have told you from the biopsy, but probably they didn't report on anything, whether that was positive, negative, what, just telling you it was okay, there's some fluid here and that's that. But you definitely have a parathyroid problem here. Now, do you have a hyperthyroidism? Ma'am, you are unfortunately being misinformed by one of the most neglectful things that goes on in thyroid diagnosis conventionally. They take a look at a low TSH and they say automatically, oh, if your TSH is low, that must mean you're hyperthyroid. And as my Italian great-grandma would say, Bologna. That's nonsense. Now, there's a wonderful article out there by a professor from Glasgow by the name of Dennis St. John O'Reilly, who goes up one side of the TSH test when used alone, and down the other side to point out that it's complete nonsense to do that, and it was never ever even based on clinical correlations, which means correlating it with the state in which the body was. Instead, it was entirely a lab-based test. Now, I don't know why they keep doing this, but TSH can be low for many reasons. One is indeed that the thyroid is making too much T4, and T4 is the signal back to the pituitary that says, hey, we got plenty of thyroid activity here. Why don't you calm down? But, ma'am, it also can be because the brain isn't making enough TRH. And the brain, right above in the area of the brain that's right above the pituitary gland, makes something called TRH, thyroid-releasing hormone. And that stimulates the TSH, the thyroid-stimulating hormone. And I can only remember that because R comes before H. And if that TRH isn't working, ma'am, the TSH can't be turned on. And I have seen people with low TSH, low free T3, low free T4. And what gets them better? They get a supplement of TRH, and it stimulates the whole system. So whoever told you that just because your TSH is low, you have hyperthyroid, doesn't know what he or she is talking about until he runs the free, or she runs the free T3 and free T4. Now, the free T3 is really critical, as Dennis St. John O'Reilly, the professor, told us, because that's the one that stimulates the burning of energy in the body, and that's the one that, if it goes too high, is going to get us nervous and shaking and palpitations in the heart and all that stuff, which I didn't hear anything about that from you. So that degree
they did.
Of
they did run that test. The T3 is 164, and the T4, it looks like it's a 1.4. I don't have any of this shaking. You're right.
Ma'am, did you notice that you didn't say the word free in front of both of those? If the word free
is
the free after it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is either one of those high?
No.
Well, then you don't have hyperthyroidism.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, and I need somebody like, could I come see you at your office? Would you take me as a patient? If I have to have my parathyroid out, I was thinking about going to the Norman Parathyroid Center in Tampa, but I don't want to take out the thyroid unless you're suggesting I even think about it, because I need it.
No, I'm not suggesting you think about it, not unless you're getting into the situation called Graves' disease, which is just a fancy name for my thyroid is working too hard. And if you don't have an elevated free T3 or an elevated free T4, then you do not at this time have hyperthyroidism. That's not to say you wouldn't have it years from now, but you don't have it at this time. By the way, you've gone then to the website for the Norman Parathyroid Center in Tampa. That contains more good information than I've seen in a lot of places about hyperparathyroid. And so sounds like you've read about that. And yes, it does appear at this time that the surgical treatment is the only thing there is for that. But insofar as taking out the thyroid gland itself, ma'am, no. At this time, I would not be recommending it. And if you wanted to come out to Tahoma Clinic, there are a couple of our doctors who have seen a lot of people with these problems, and I'd recommend one of those because I'm booked out about 3 or 4 months at the present time. But
Am I in danger? If I'm not in danger, can I wait 3 months, or should I see Dr. Sherman?
Okay, you can see Dr. Sherman, but also you'd best go back to that website for the Parathyroid Center you told us about and see see how urgent that is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do that first, and then if they tell you, well, you don't have to have surgery right away, then I check with Dr. Sherman.
Not you. You won't take me. Please.
Well, ma'am, I've already got people booked, and I can't replace them. So
sure.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
And you need to be seen before 3 or 4 months from now. That's the thing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, ma'am, well...
may I ask you one more thing about synthetics? I don't ever have to do say the worst scenario is that they take out my thyroid, which I won't unless last scenario. Can I do bioidentical thyroids, or must I do the synthetics?
And the only reason one should consider synthetics is if they have autoimmune thyroid disease, which you do not, as far as I know. And the reason for considering the synthetics then is that the whole natural thyroid, which has been used since the 1890s, ma'am, you probably know that, contains every active element in the thyroid gland, not just the synthetics, which are just the T3 and the T4, but there's also T2 in there. And according to my textbook of endocrinology for the University of Washington, there are some 10 other active ingredients in whole natural thyroid. Now, the only reason we don't use that with autoimmune thyroid disease is that those autoantibodies might be attacking something in the whole natural thyroid. So the only circumstances for just using synthetics are autoimmune disease, ma'am. So,
and if I have that, what do I do?
Well, then you'd need, for that, until you got rid of your autoimmune disease, which, by the way, is possible, no question. But until you got rid of the autoimmunity, you'd be needing to use the T3 and the T4. But really, there are tests for autoantibodies to the thyroid. Get them done if you want and see if you got autoimmune disease or not, but probably not, ma'am.
Okay. Is that the TSI test?
No, those are called TPO and TGA. And in fact, they're called anti-TPO and anti-TGA.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry about this little mess that is going on. And yes, you do need to do something about your parathyroids. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.